forever. Dog.
Hello, Adventuricateers! The episode you're about to hear was recorded over Zoom and live-streamed on the internet in the not-so-distant past. It's just one of many stay-at-home live streams available right now on your Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast feed. But if you want access to the complete Thrilling Adventure Hour, that's the entire back catalog, plus bonus content, plus live streams not yet available here, plus complete libraries of classic segments in case you've ever wanted to listen to the complete Sparks Nevada in order and uninterrupted, or the complete Beyond Belief, the complete Captain Laserbeam, the complete Chrono Patrol Extended Universe, etc., etc., etc. All of that is available on Patreon for the low, low monthly price of $5. Patreon gives you a members-only RSS feed that can be plugged into your podcast player of choice for easy listening, and then you're off and running. Your Patreon membership not only gives you access to all that amazing content, it also helps us to keep doing the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you. And now, on with the show. To sign up for the Thrilling Adventure Hour Patreon, just go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. That's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour.
Unlock your liquor cabinets, mix your drinks, and steel yourself for mysterious suspense in this second tale titled Midsommelier. Our story begins on the Upper East Side, where Frank and Sadie Doyle find themselves faces to face with a maitre d' of the famed culinary hotspot, Gaspard's.
Welcome. Good evening.
Oh, it is rather, isn't it?
I'll say. Lovely weather, perfect company, and plans. Quite a novelty.
It has been simply forever since we took our drinks outside the home.
I hate to think of whoever is knocking on our door just now to ask for our help, for we have hoodwinked them by being here instead of there.
It's a perfect alternative. You have such a cozy and beautiful bar.
I'm afraid it's not a bar, madam.
Well, you serve drinks, don't you?
Of course, and they are unparalleled.
Prove that right now.
What sort of drinks concierge stands on such ceremony?
Madam, I am a maitre d'.
Okay. What is this, a restaurant?
No, it is the restaurant. As you are unaware of our nature, I presume you haven't a reservation.
Oh, you think you're haughty.
Yes, I do believe so, yes.
Yeah, you might care to brace yourself for the real thing.
The real thing, sir.
Nice try.
Oh, not a try, sir. A success.
Get a load of this, though.
Shall I?
Oh, I think you'll like what you see.
Well, I haven't yet.
I haven't truly begun.
Haven't you?
Maybe a little bit.
Well, do go ahead.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, I'm sure.
Here we go.
My seatbelt, sir. You'll find it securely buckled.
As for a reservation, I'll do you one better. May I present to you this invitation we received to attend your restaurant this evening, extended by Gaspard himself.
Winner.
Thank you.
Gaspard himself.
Gaspard, yes, written in sweeping yellow and burgundy there upon the window and here by hand upon this invitation.
This is too splendid a restaurant for such a cruel joke.
Well, if it's a joke we're perpetrating, I must admit I don't get it. Let us in on it, won't you?
Don't leave out the cruelty. Do leave out the cruelty. I don't care for such humor.
They are inseparable, for Gaspard is dead.
Well, presumably he invited us before his passing.
One hopes.
One sincerely does.
As a matter of professional interest, I have checked my book, which I am surprised to say comports to that letter. For despite expectation, as I did not enter it, there is a reservation for two under the name of Doyle.
Yes, that's our name and our amount.
The reservation, stranger still, is written in Gaspard's own penmanship, the dead man's hand.
Written, presumably, when he was alive.
One hopes.
One sincerely does.
Please follow me to your table. Just as Gaspard would have wanted. I apologize for my comportment. You see, Gaspard is...
Deceased.
was...
alive.
The table's just this way. The father!
There, there. I'm sure he's in a better place.
Madam, there is no better place than here.
Well, I hope that Gaspard was at peace in his last days, happily surrounded by family.
Surrounded by family, yes.
Well, I hope at least his passing was under circumstances that were not mysterious at all.
No, under mysterious circumstances, actually. Quite. And here is your table. Mysterious circumstances. Tonight's offerings feature a set menu. Gaspard's last. Do Papa, you have any dietary restrictions?
No.
Neither did my father.
Darling, do you suspect that we may have been invited here by Gaspard himself to solve the mysterious circumstances around his death?
I'd rather enjoy the atmosphere than suspect any such thing.
Well, shall we assume then that it's all just a series of coincidences?
Oh, let's do. We are no strangers to the society pages. We are often invited to sumptuous museum galas, decadent private auctions, and luxurious yacht bacchanals.
Oh, so many yacht bacchanals.
Who is to say what salt is from the ocean air and what is from the attendants?
Goodbye forever, land bacchanals.
Once you go yacht, you never go not.
Who's to say this is not one such similar invitation to an auction or gala or briny bacchanal?
Hello?
Perhaps he is to say.
Perhaps he's just here to offer us a drink.
Oh, you're of a glass half full, my dear.
Not yet, I'm not.
But soon you will be, for I will be your sommelier this evening, chauffeuring you through the vineyards of paradise itself, or should I say the paradise itself. Of vineyards.
Say what you like, but do bring us each a tall glass of dry gin.
Oh, no. I have in mind a Merlot that you'll find coy to the nose, provocative to the lips, and insatiable to the palate. You'll resist it first, as it moves so fast, but then you'll become obsessed. Throw your briefcase in a pond in a park, forget about the Peterson account, and wonder how you ever lived without it. Also, it tastes like acorns. How does that sound?
Sounds like more of an emotional commitment than we're looking for just now.
Perhaps if we asked you for a wine that tasted more like gin and wasn't a wine so much as it was a gin.
Ah, a challenge.
Not really.
Gin, eh?
Sir, you have won the challenge.
I have just the wine for you.
Boo.
It's a savage cab. It'll make you wish you were never born as it slaps you across the palate once, twice, thrice. The tannins are relentless. A peerless mouthfeel, sending your senses, not all your senses, mostly taste, to a euphoria, then ultimately a loss. A journey, not a destination. Bittersweet, yet neither bitter nor sweet. It's licorice-y. How does that sound?
Worse.
Yeah. We just soon stick to what we know, which is that we don't care for wine.
No one truly dislikes wine. You just haven't found the right one yet.
Frank, I fear the more we resist, the more he will describe wine.
Oh, wine description. The only thing worse than wine!
Let us indulge him, and perhaps he'll return the favor gin-wordly.
By all means, then, bring us your favorite bottle.
Asking me to pick a favorite would be like asking a father to pick his favorite child, something a good father could never do.
Pick it out of a hat for all we care. We're humoring you.
Oh, if you like hats, I've just the wine for you. The nose of a trilby, but a pork pie upon the palate. And once it vanishes to wherever wine chooses to go when it leaves the mouth, you shall wonder if you did not just drink a fine straw boder. Notes of persimmon?
Why, I'm no grapesman, but that wine sounds like it would pair well with a bottle of gin.
Maybe, if you squint.
Whatever it takes, bring the gin.
And hold the wine.
This wine will pair nicely with your sense of humor. It's our funniest cab. Our third funniest wine overall. You'll see.
Oh, Frank, the lights have gone out.
Just as the sommelier said, you'll see. A wine joke, perhaps?
Go. Now they're back on.
And I do not think it was a wine joke, for look at that!
The sommelier is dead. Oh, his voice isn't working yet.
I'm dead?
Yes.
Yes, you're a ghost, I'm afraid. Unless this is some sort of wine joke.
Not even the Zin would make a joke like this, and it's our funniest wine.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you lingering there. Allow me to break the news more gently. Please sit, won't you? No, that won't work. You'll go right through the chair.
Well, allow me. Hangnails are a nuisance, wouldn't you say? Good news, sport. You won't have to deal with them any longer.
I can't be dead, unless I was murdered. That must be what happened. You know what? I bet I was poisoned.
The lights were only out for a moment.
The right poison only takes a moment.
Does it do that? Take a look at yourself.
Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah, it's your neck.
Yeah, that's not how it was earlier.
No, it's broken now.
That's what's different, yes.
And what conclusion might you draw from that?
Someone poisoned me and then broke my neck.
Nearly there.
Let me try. Is there a reason you believe you were poisoned?
Just a hunch.
Based on?
A frothy mouthfeel?
Echoes of acidity.
It's how I'd kill someone. Poison, that's all.
Mr. and Mrs. Doyle, I'm just going around from table to table, apologizing for the flickering lights, for the death of my brother, for the fact of his lifeless body. We'll have that taken care of right away. Death surrounds my family. Your first course should be right out. I see that you have no drinks.
Yes, how about that?
Yes, I believe you ordered a bottle of wine with my brother posthumously. I'm afraid his last act did not include completing your request.
Passive-aggressive?
Which wine was it?
Gin.
Ah, I know just the wine for gin lovers.
Do you?
Gin.
It's gin.
Bring gin.
I'll relay your order to my sister, your server.
You know what? I bet it was my sister that killed me.
Oh, why's that?
Or my brother.
Oh, why's that?
One of them definitely, maybe sure, could have turned off the lights, murdered me with poison, and snapped my neck, all to prevent me, my father's favorite child, from inheriting his namesake restaurant.
Well, you said it would be impossible for a father to pick his favorite child.
That was about wine.
Regardless, do you think one of them could turn off the light and snap your neck in the few seconds the light was out, then turn the light back on?
It seems unlikely one of them could do both and poison me in that time.
Perhaps one of them turned off the light and the other, let us say, did the rest. Is that possible?
No. My brother and sister would never work together.
They're working together as we speak.
Oh, sure. They work together at work, but they would never work together aside from work. Oh, and here's my sister and possible murderer now.
Hi, I'm Cordelia. I hear you like gin.
And look what you did! You brought actual gin!
It's dry.
And that's it? No embroidery by way of explanation?
It's gin. Let it speak for itself.
She is not the killer. I'd bet my life upon it.
Killer? What? Oh, Reagan. Oh, I would have loved to, but no.
Did you hear that? She'd love to have killed me? Well, I'd love to have killed her. I poisoned her dead, all right.
Oh, I wish I had time for a hobby. And it wouldn't be killing. It'd be, I don't know. I haven't had time to come up with a hobby to think about if I had time to do it. Restaurant isn't going to run itself.
Hang on. Your brother's name was Reagan and your name is Cordelia?
That's right.
Don't tell me your older brother's name is Goneril.
It is. Dad fancied himself a real King Lear type, which I don't know if he actually was. I never read it. No time. There's a restaurant to run.
What did your mother think of naming her children after the ones from a Shakespearean tragedy?
Mom died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or left. I don't know. No time. Restaurant to run. Either way. Any case. How's that gin?
Oh, let's see. After you, my love.
I do adore that toast. Oh, my. Baked bread. Grandmother hugs, fresh-mown grass in late autumn, juniper, French alpine juniper, high mountain winter wind.
Oh, a density of spiced sour from which no sweetness can escape, a wafting clove note, more the Cartesian architectural idea of clove rather than, for example, the modern that I think we can agree less sophisticated Maesian approach to aromatics.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, a perfect gin would be undrinkable. This is the hole in the universe into which a perfect gin might fit.
Sure.
Don't mind me, just getting this body out of the way.
Don't bring it into my kitchen.
I don't want to bring it into the kitchen. I want to bring it through the kitchen.
I don't see how you could bring it through without bringing it in.
It's about where it's left, not where it goes, and I don't see a better way to get it to the loading dock. You want me to bring it around? Ridic.
I'll take care of it.
You know, I could kill Regan for being killed like this. So inconvenient. Disrespectful of Papa. But honestly, I could have killed him before he was killed. I didn't like the way he talked about wine. Like it was our Papa and like it liked him best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? He could have killed me. I bet he did. I could kill him for it. Slip something into his wine and just wait for it to do its work. Not very long, a few seconds, if you get the good stuff. I'm going to go haunt him. Excuse me.
Ugh, sorry about that. I find my current and former brothers currently and formerly hard to work with, respectively.
You don't seem particularly flapped by the one's recent death.
I've seen worse. My father, for example, died just over there.
You are quite cool and collected for someone who just lost a brother and a father under mysterious circumstances in the same restaurant.
Grieving is personal, and frankly, who has the time? Oh, and my father's death circumstances weren't that mysterious. I don't know who told you that. He was poisoned.
Oh, he was he?
But Sadie, are we invested in that aspect of this?
I'm not sure.
A little about the menu. 6 courses, all foie gras. A little much, which is the point. Art, you know, dad, you know. But if you'd rather order something else, the chef can do anything now that it's me and not my father. Anyway, I'll give you a minute to think about what you'd like. Enjoy that gin.
To enjoying gin, an evening out, and most of all to you, my love.
Frank, finish your toast.
I'm not Frank. Not anymore. Toast yourself. I won't be a minute.
Monsieur Gaspard, I presume. Please do exit my husband's body, won't you?
No. No, I won't. I need it.
I must insist.
Must you? It's my restaurant. I'll do as I please.
I'm your guest, and that's my husband. Do as I please, won't you?
No.
Do not try me, Gaspard. You may possess him, but I am possessive of him, and I will have him all to myself.
Do your worst. Cord!
Is there a problem?
Why are you yelling? This isn't that kind of restaurant.
I thought I heard Dad out there.
You did, Cord. It's me. I'm right here.
Allow me to explain.
No need. This is a restaurant.
The restaurant.
What is it, Dad? Why are you possessing a patron?
Foie gras! Foie gras! Foie gras!
You have to stop barking at people. It's not that kind of throat.
Frank!
I'm in here, too. It's a tight squeeze.
About to get tighter. Hang on. I'm coming in.
What are you doing? Get out of here! Get out!
Both of you, get out! Can you hear me? Is this guy on? I sound weird. More useless dead as alive. I'd say it's about equal.
Papa, why have you come back?
Foie gras!
I believe I know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Gaspard possessed you, Goneril, to invite Mr. Doyle and myself, as well as entering our name in the guest book, in order that we solve his murder.
Then I got impatient. You killed me? You're surprised?
the only one who could turn the lights on and off and snap your neck at the same time is a phantom of the restaurant.
Excuse me? I did not turn off and on the lights. I became the dark.
Excuse me? I do not have time for this.
Make time. You're the reason I possess this body. I heard what you said. You're prepared to prepare more than my menu, but it's my menu and my restaurant, and you'll prepare what I say. Foie gras, Cord! Foie gras, all of you! Foie gras! Foie gras!
Oh, foie gras! I'll make what I want to make, and if you want to make what you want to make, you'll have to possess me. And if you'll do that, who'll run the restaurant? You and my body? Oh, you'd have to.
Oh, don't think I couldn't. Don't think I wouldn't.
Oh, I don't have any more time for your bluster than I did when you did it out of your own mouth.
Now, foie gras!
You foie gras!
How dare you?
In that man, a patron, like a swollen goose liver. That is not how we run this restaurant. Go to hell, Dad. Or heaven, or stay here and float around and haunt the place. You'll do what you want. You always have. But you know what? I'm not. I'm gonna do what I want. Guess where I got that from?
I'm proud of you, Cord.
I know. Now, excuse me. Have you decided?
I think after all this talk of it, I'd like the foie gras. Frank?
I do honestly want to try it.
Right away.
Oh. Ugh, what is it, Milksop?
I am putting my foot down. You will never possess me again. Do you understand?
You sound just like your mother.
I can think of no greater compliment.
Yeah.
And if you want to come back, next time you make a reservation.
It's my restaurant. I'll come and go as I please. I know you can hear me. He's stubborn.
It seems as if all of your children have either pleased you with their defiance or are dead at your hand. Would you evacuate my husband now?
No, I just as soon try the foie gras one more time.
Why aren't you impressed with my defiance? I killed you.
With poison, a coward's murder, a child's method.
How would you have preferred I kill you?
With force, like a man.
Or it seems like you could have just stood up to him like your siblings did.
I thought I was. I'll never be enough for him.
Just as he was never enough for me, my grandson.
Father? Grandfather Gaspard?
Yes, it is I, the spirit of Gaspard Sr., possessing this premium vessel.
That premium vessel is my wife.
Sons are never enough for their fathers, isn't that right, Julia?
Father, how did you get here?
You told me to do my worst. Are you through avoiding the question?
I'm not avoiding your question. I'm not dignifying it. I was through answering to you the day I killed you.
That's what I thought, too, until you killed me back. But now I see what your father is to you and what you are to him, and I don't want any part of it. I killed you the best way I knew how, with a loving nose, a plea for respect on the palate, not lingering in the mouth, a taste of almonds. But it may not be enough for you, but nothing is except your own food, this restaurant, and my brother and my sister. But it was good enough for me. I'm good enough for me.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go and haunt a vineyard. Don't try and find me. See you at Christmas.
Thank you for that. Bravo, madam. Well played.
Madam, I am your father.
How did you know I was bluffing?
My father loved me unequivocally, and I him. This is why I invited you here, by the way, to help my son stand up in the way I never could. Thank you. You know, we probably could have accomplished all of that without...
You know, we probably could have accomplished all that without killing him.
In restaurants, we have the expression, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
We also have that expression outside of restaurants.
You didn't have to break the eggs.
In restaurants, We really want to break the eggs. And now let me leave you to one of my life's great meals with my sincere gratitude. Foie gras! Well, he's gone. I feel like I can really stretch out in here and enjoy the only company I ever truly want.
Gin, dear?
Yes. And you, dear.
And so with restaurateurs reconciled and spirits buoyed, to the Doyles go the spoils. So you see, relationships between parents and children are complicated.
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.